For our audience members that might not know, that was the sound of a tweet. Something that the president loves to do is tweet. He usually preludes any big announcements or anything going on with tweets. Sometimes he has random tweet storms, as they're called, where he just kind of sends off a barrage of tweets, sometimes coherently, sometimes not so coherently.
Welcome to InDocuTalks, bienvenidos. This is Elena and I'll be your host. This podcast is created by immigrant community for the immigrant community. We are committed to discussing important immigration topics surrounding news, culture, education, and art. InDocuTalks includes undergraduate, graduate, professors, and community collective members. Collectively, we are InDocu Scholars, which we define as individuals who are conducting research, writing, documenting, producing artwork, and developing public projects from the lived experiences of being undocumented, formerly undocumented, or children of immigrants.
The audio you heard at the top of the show was our very last aired episode. It played for our audience on June 24th of 2019. That's right, we took a three-year hiatus from our podcast.
Wow, has it really been that long, Melissa?
Yes, it's really been 3 years. Can you believe it?
That is crazy. Well, a lot has happened and changed in those 3 years. And for starters, we added a new member to our team, our host, who introduced the show, is the newest voice of our InDocuTalks team. Elena, welcome to our team.
Gracias, Rafa. It's exciting to be part of this great project.
Don't be shy, Elena. Introduce yourself to our audience. Tell us a bit about yourself. That's what we do in this show.
Hola a todos. Hi, all. My name's Elena, and I'm so excited to be on this team. I'm a big advocate for our immigrant communities, as I myself used to be undocumented. I used to be documented. Currently, I'm a permanent resident. But I'm definitely aware of the issues that our undocumented communities face. I was born in Michoacán, Mexico. I was raised in Mattawa, Washington, and currently I live in Arizona. I'm a second-year PhD student at the University of Arizona, and one of my goals with research is to learn about how undocumented individuals use UndocuJoy as a counter-narrative as they navigate higher education. And I'm really excited to connect with others in our community through this podcast.
Indeed, Elena will be bringing many strengths to our podcast and delighting us with her personality. And we are going to be hearing about our other team members. But first, Elena, why don't you settle into your newly attained host duty and let the people know what's in store for this upcoming season?
From the get-go, the InDocuTalks podcast was centered on news, education, and culture as a call to action. As a relaunch, we wanted to focus on a particular theme, UndocuScholarship. But you might be asking yourself, what do we mean when we say UndocuScholarship? The InDocuTalks podcast is producing a series focused on UndocuScholarship. We define UndocuScholarship as research, artivist productions, and community-based work that focuses on documenting the undocumented experience. We are primarily focused on producing storytelling podcast episodes that share the narratives of diverse undocumented communities. And speaking about UndocuScholarship, let's hear what our team has been up to these last 3 years since our last episode. Rafa and Alejandro, can you give our audience a breakdown?
Claro que sí, Elena. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Alejandro, who's going to tell you what he's been up to these last 3 years, but also provide you with the Undocu News segment where he's going to break down what's been going down these last 3 years since our last podcast aired. Escuchemos.
Saludos, everyone, and welcome to the new segment.
This is your host, Alejandro Mendiaz Rivera. As Rafa mentioned, a lot has happened over the last 3 years. I continue to be the director of El Puente Research Fellowship, and to tie into our UNDOCU scholarship theme, we continue to produce scholars here at the University of New Mexico that are Raza, that are undocumented, and that are going to continue carrying our community forward. Personally, over the last 3 years, I also have some updates for you. As you may remember, I was formerly undocumented, I was a DACA recipient, and last you heard from me, I was a legal permanent resident. But now I'm a US citizen, and I actually had the privilege to vote for the first time in a US election in 2022 for our primaries here in New Mexico. Also, over the pandemic, like many of us, I picked up a hobby, working for political campaigns. I had the opportunity to work for Senator Ben Ray Lujan and for former state representative Georgine Lewis. So what's been happening over the past 3 years? A lot, right? First and foremost on everybody's mind, COVID. COVID has affected our communities so much, especially communities of color and undocumented communities. So why is this? This is largely due, in fact, because undocumented immigrants lack health insurance. They lack access to coverage from the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, and also because they can't access state-funded resources such as Medicaid or Medicare. And so when an undocumented worker gets sick, right, most of the time they don't even have sick leave. So not only are they not working, not earning money, but now they're being hit with the huge hospital bill that they have to pay out of pocket. Additionally, our communities as a whole were hit with unexpected expenditures that we had to make over the pandemic, further alienating us from being able to get secure housing, continue our education, being able to caregive for our loved ones in the way that we would like, and just overall affecting our economic security. Also, our mental health suffered. And in Latino and Latina communities, when our mental health suffers, when we have anxiety, when we have depression, it's really stigmatized to seek mental health care, right? We're told, you know, estás loco, you're crazy, you know, you can't go to the therapist, that's only for people who like are not right in the head. But our communities sometimes don't understand that mental health is also part of our well-being, and that seeing a therapist and seeing a psychiatrist is essential to our health, especially during the pandemic. And so this has also caused some negative effects in our community. Moving past that and into the time where the vaccines came out, there was also a lot of misinformation. A lot of misinformation out on social media, on the internet, and even on some prominent news outlets, right? We all had some family member who was like, oh, you're going to turn into a monkey if you get the vaccine, or, you know, it's the government's way of trying to control us, or just different things that spread misinformation and prevented people from getting the vaccines. This wasn't helped by the fact that education for our community was not provided in a culturally or linguistically appropriate manner, meaning outlets in Spanish didn't really make much of an effort to educate our families on why the vaccine was important or how it was safe, right? Outlets in English didn't really try to make an effort to connect with the Latinx community and say, hey, everybody needs to get vaccinated. And so this became really a public health disparity for our communities. Something else that happened over the last 3 years is that Trump lost his election. It's not often that a sitting president gets ousted from the White House, and Trump's biggest enemy was perhaps himself. Over the pandemic, Trump handled it dismally. He was reckless. He first tried to deny that COVID even existed, and then he created this attitude, right, that only weak people got COVID, that if you were a macho like him, you were not going to get COVID and that you were okay. And then he ended up getting COVID and being hospitalized in the midst of his campaign. And so this really drove away some of his supporters, especially those from suburban neighborhoods, those with college education, and men, right? He took a dip in his polls there. So what did Trump do? He tried to enlist the federal agencies to help him win his campaign. He pressured the Food and Drug Administration and the CDC to downplay COVID and its effects on our communities. He also tried to stop mail-in ballots. But ultimately, he lost, and he lost in big part due to Arizona and Georgia, two states that have traditionally been Republican, turned blue. They voted for Biden. I think it's really important to mention Arizona and Georgia because they are very heavy with the Latinx community, with the immigrant community. There's a lot of undocumented folks in these states, despite everything that they've tried to do to push out our communities. And so, yeah, these two states ended up handing Trump a big loss. However, he didn't go down quietly, right? There was the big riot at the Capitol on January 6th, where Trump's army essentially tried to overthrow Congress and stop the election from being certified. And I think this really showed the fragility of American democracy and how one deranged man can really do everything in his power to try to overthrow democracy and stay in power. So transitioning over to Biden becoming the president, not a lot has changed for our communities, unfortunately. We still have refugees from Central American countries, from Mexico, and from other brown, really, countries like Afghanistan being turned away, right? People will show up to the border and they're still told, no, you can't wait for your asylum case to be processed in the US. You have to go wait in Mexico. However, a report from USA Today shows that 150,000 Ukrainians have been admitted to the U.S. since this March. And so when the U.S. tries to claim that these policies are not racist, right, that these policies are not aimed at communities of color, we're seeing it right now play out that that's a lie, right? Brown people are being turned away while white people are being let in. And I'm not saying that Ukrainians shouldn't be let into the country. You know, their war is really terrible. I just think that everybody should be treated fairly. What's happening in Central America, in large part, was caused by the U.S. What's happening in Mexico and the emigration from Mexico is being caused by economic policies from the U.S. And so we should all be treated fairly. Not everything is negative when it comes to immigration, though. The Biden administration has done a lot to protect DACA. As of 2021, they are taking renewal applications. They're not taking new applications, thanks to our friends in Texas and some of their lawsuits. However, one of the biggest changes is that in 2012, DACA was implemented as a memo, and it's been criticized because it's not an official rule by the federal government. Well, the Biden administration has now created a 453-page rule, which will go into effect in October. And it's really going to cement DACA in federal policy, and it's going to be a lot harder to undo it. Hopefully after that, they'll be able to take in new applications. But this doesn't solve the fact that Congress has done nothing to solve immigration for our communities. As we've mentioned before, DACA is a Band-Aid, and while we're trying to rescue that Band-Aid, we still have a whole host of undocumented people who don't qualify for DACA, right? Many of them being our parents, our aunts, our uncles, those who brought us here with that hope of a better life. And so we need to continue pushing for that comprehensive immigration reform. Those are some of the highlights of the things that have happened over the last 3 years. As I said before, I'm very excited to be back in the UndocuNews segment. Continue to tune in. You'll hear from us soon. Hasta luego.
Welcome back. You're listening to our episode one titled We're Back, for our season four of your UndocuTalks podcast.
Gracias, Elena. And we're going to go ahead and get back to now talking a little bit about what our other collective members have been up to. For starters, our OG host, Nancy Canales, recently graduated from the University of New Mexico with a BA in American Studies, and she is just a few weeks away from launching her first business. That's right, her first business, and I'm sure lots of success will follow. And that's not the only graduation we are celebrating, right, Melissa?
Yes. I'm not going to be emotional.
It's okay to cry, Melissa.
I've cried a lot. I'm proud to say that I recently graduated from the University of New Mexico with a doctoral degree in English focusing on rhetoric and writing.
Yes, that's right. We have to call you Dr. Garcia now. And your good news doesn't stop there, right, Melissa? Or Dr. Garcia, I should say? Because why is that?
Because I accepted a position at the University of San Francisco, USF, which I will be starting in about a week as assistant professor in rhetoric and writing.
Our team is strong.
Well, if we're going to talking about graduating, start careers, Rafa, stop being modest and tell folks where you are at now.
Well, I had the good fortune of graduating with my PhD from the University of New Mexico as well. Go Lobos. And starting my career as an assistant professor of Southwest Borderlands at Arizona State University, ASU, Go Devils, in 2020. You know, UNM is where it all started, where we all met, and where we began to work on this podcast together.
And as we mentioned in the opening of our show, our collective is composed of undergraduate, graduate, community members, and now profes as well. What are other members up to?
Well, the good news does not end there, Melissa. Froilan Orozco, or Froy, as you probably remember us calling him, our assistant producer, recently became a PhD candidate in the Language, Literacy, and Social Cultural Studies program at UNM as well.
Let's go, Froy!
It's so cool to hear we have all stayed in touch and continue to grow as individuals and push for opening spaces for our communities. And if we're talking about growth, well, we can't end this segment without highlighting our podcast contributor, Cindy Nava.
That's right. Cindy just made a huge announcement, ¿no, Rafa?
Cindy's always making us proud. She recently became the first former DACA recipient to be appointed to the White House under President Biden's administration.
Wow. What role will she be performing?
She will be appointed as a senior advisor on policy for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
And Rafa, we have one of our newest members as well, right?
We couldn't end the segment without being so happy to introduce yet another team member for UndocuTalks, Moises, Dr. Santos. Can you please introduce yourself for our audience as well?
Hi, everyone. My name is Moises. I'm glad to be here and to join you all. I'm a first-generation child of immigrants from Oaxaca and Guerrero, Mexico. I'm passionate about the work that we do here to highlight the lives of immigrant communities. And so I'm very happy, very grateful to be invited to be part of the podcast. I'm a recent PhD grad from the University of New Mexico, and I'm about to start a full-time position in ethnic studies at Santa Rosa Junior College. Again, happy to be here with you all.
These are all great news and victories accomplished for our families and communities. We are so proud of our collective members.
Welcome back. You're listening to our episode one titled We're Back, for our season four of your UndocuTalks podcast. You just heard from four of our team members, Alejandro, Melissa, Rafa, and Moises. Alejandro provided us with a brief breakdown of some of the most important news stories in the last 3 years. So now that you heard about our Undocu Scholars team, let's get back to the focus of season four's theme, Undocu Scholarship. After all, our lived and documented experience should come in handy for something, right? What we mean is that, well, our team realized that in producing 3 seasons of the UndocuTalks podcast, we had in fact aimed at documenting the undocumented experience in the U.S. Our team brought you stories from artivists, organizers, scholars, filmmakers, politicians, and many other experiences trying to understand how undocumented communities live their everyday lives. We realized that our guests, along with our team, were producing knowledge, undocu-knowledge, if you will. As educators, scholars, and community members, we know our immigrant communities produce knowledge and share knowledge systems on an everyday basis. It is that knowledge that produces much of the resilience that allows us to navigate, challenge, resist, create, and produce space for our undocumented communities that often were not created with us in mind. So, for season four, we wanted to pose a question. What does it mean to produce undocu scholarship? And to answer that question, we're talking to community members and individuals whose work embodies that very question. We'll be hearing from community members who identify as scholars and academics that are producing the latest UndocuScholarship. But we will also want to disrupt the idea that you have to be an academic or a trained scholar to produce UndocuScholarship, because as I mentioned earlier, we're all producing and sharing knowledge on a daily basis. As such, we want to talk to community members from diverse walks of life and produce unique art forms in which they are dropping Undocu knowledge for us. So we hope that you have your headphones on tight, that you crank up that volume, and that you join us this season 4 of Undocu Talks at Exploring Undocu Scholarship. As a preview to an upcoming episode and interview, we're going to take a pause to hear from one of our partners who we're excited to be collaborating with. Check out their ad.
Hola, we are Delitas Apparel, an immigrant and Latinx clothing brand. We're two Latinas bringing you immigrant-inspired clothing from Tongvaland, aka Los Angeles. Our clothing company aims to inspire you to celebrate and be unapologetically yourself. In our shop, you will find shirts, stickers, tote bags, and anything you can think of. We are thrilled to partner with Undocu Talks for their season 4. We aim to collectively share our knowledge and lifestyles with our diverse communities. Stay tuned for our interview with Undocu Talks coming soon. You can follow us at Adelita's Apparel everywhere. And don't forget, stay unapologetic.
That's right, Adelita's Apparel is our latest partner. They have been blowing up all over social media thanks to their amazing designs, and you'll be hearing from them in an interview where they share their story. As part of our collaboration, we wanted to join their DACA Relief Scholarship effort. You'll be hearing their ad play in every one of our episodes this season.
Hi there, Jackson Yahaira again, coming to you from Adelita's Apparel. We will be joining forces with Undocu Talks to grow our DACA fund to support our immigrant community. What is DACA fund? Our DACA fund started because we wanted to give back to our community. We have supported about 60 individuals with their DACA renewal funds.
And we want you, the listener of this podcast who supports immigrant rights, to help us continue to grow our DACA fund. Please visit adelitasapparel.com to make a donation today. Additionally, proceeds from the purchases from our DACA fund collection also go to our DACA fund. So get your shop on while supporting our immigrant community. Again, visit adelitasapparel.com to learn more about our DACA fund and make a donation today. Hit that donate button and help us continue to thrive as Undocu baddies.
And we're inviting you, our community, to contribute to their ongoing DACA relief fund so that you can support our community members with funds to support their DACA renewals. Thank you and gracias for listening to Undocu Talks. New episodes drop every last Monday of the month. You can find Undocu Talks in all major platforms. Remember to hit subscribe, like, share, and comment. And of course, don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Undocu Talks. This was episode 1 for season 4, our comeback episode. Our executive producer is Dr. Rafael Martinez. Our producer is Dr. Moises Santos. Our assistant producer is Froilan Orozco. Our fabulous scriptwriter is Dr. Melissa Garcia. Our Undocu News host is Alejandro Mendiaz Rivera. Again, my name is Elena, and it has been my pleasure serving as your host for this episode on Undocu Talks, La Voz de la Comunidad Inmigrante.